And in that beautiful silence, that place where we listen and hear that still small voice of God, that place where all thoughts, past, future, just give way to this very present moment. Just surrounded by this silver silence. And so I invite us in our mind's eye to just see ourselves surrounded and enfolded in what Scripture calls the silver silence. That nothing comes through except the voice of Spirit. And so clothed, wrapped in this silver silence, that we in consciousness just move from this outer sanctuary to that place inside, that beautiful sanctuary that we always carry with us, because it is the essence of who we are and the core of our being. And so just allowing this silver silence to carry us closer and closer and deeper to that sanctuary within. And if we could picture in our mind a door before us, and under the door we see a bit of light streaming through, and we see the handle begin to turn and the door begin to open, and we feel the beckoning warmth of what is there. And we realize that it is Spirit there, always beckoning us, inviting us to come into this place with our questions, to come into this place to feel the unconditional love that is always abiding here. And so as we sit for a moment in this beautiful silence, just asking Spirit, is there anything that we need to let go of? Is there anything that we need to forgive? And then to show us and so we do open up our minds and heart at this time for what Spirit will reveal to us in this beautiful and sacred silence. And so now, as we begin to return our attention to this outer sanctuary, aware that as we return here, that beautiful place inside of us, the truth of who we are is always there. The seat of unconditional love within us, the place of all wisdom and all strength, of everything that we need. And we know that we can return to this place by just looking inward and becoming still. So we do give thanks for this time together. We give thanks for what has been revealed. And if we are still awaiting an answer, knowing that it will come at the right time, we give thanks for our unity of purpose. We give thanks that we know that we are one with each other and one with you, God. And we do pray this with grateful hearts in the beautiful consciousness of the one who knew who he was and said, "I am the light of the world." And who told us that we are the light of the world. Not to hide that light under the table, but to put it on the lampstand so it can brighten the entire room, so it can glorify God, so we can be the light that we have created to be. The one who knew that about himself and knew that about us, Jesus Christ. And that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. And now let us join as we sing together the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us